Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Thank you to everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, it's simple. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a busy, busy show. We've talked about the Celtics. Looks like Kristaps Porzingis is going to be ready to play tomorrow. We talked to David Sampson about all this gambling in baseball. He was former president of the Marlins. We talked to Ramona Shelburne of ESPN. Not only is she helping to produce a new show about Donald Sterling called Clipped on FX/Hulu, we talked about the NBA Finals with her. And then we had another host from here on the Infinity Sports Network. My former producer, David Shepard, came by to also tell us that he believes the Dallas Mavericks are going to win the championship. And so I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. If you want to contact me, you want to reach me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. A couple of things today. Hey, Gino Auriemma, this man is signing a five-year extension with UConn. Hickey, how long is he going to do this job? Like, the next, all these coaches are retiring and quitting and leaving and moving on, and he's like, I'll stick around for another five.
I mean, with what he's got cooking, like, could he be a 10-year guy?
Oh, my God. Gino Auriemma, I'm thinking off the top of my head, Hickey. He is 71, 72. Think I'm right?
I think Axe said he was 70 in the update. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was 70 on the button. But either way, we're talking about a year or two. 70, 78.
Oh,
at that point, it's all
yeah.
The same, right?
Yeah, he just turned 70. Yeah, no big deal. What's another 5 years? It'll probably be the last that he does before he decides to hang him up, I guess. I don't know.
Enjoy life, maybe? How about that?
Oh, you don't think he's enjoying life?
I'm just saying, there's a lot to see. You know, when you're coaching, it's 24-7, 365. Don't you want to, you know, see the sights?
Get sick of them damn college students, right?
Go on vacation, right? Maybe not deal with 18-year-olds to 22-year-olds?
You don't think Gino Auriemma goes on vacation?
Do you? I don't.
No, I don't know.
There's no offseason anymore.
He's in Connecticut.
You're recruiting your own kids, recruiting high school kids, recruiting transfers, practicing.
Yeah, but you're at Connecticut. You're close to the beach, right? You can make your way out. Yeah, you can
stores?
Go.
Stores?
Yeah, but, I mean, he has money, Hickey. Come on.
Yes.
So you think he's sitting in traffic? He can go to he can stay in Connecticut. He can go to Massachusetts and Cape Cod. He can go down to New York and go to Jersey. He can go over the Atlantic if he wants to. Come on, it's not that difficult.
Oh, he is landlocked.
Damn, you make it sound so miserable to be one of the winningest head coaches of all time.
Well, I think you can make an argument as a coach overall that the profession is a lot of misery.
Unless you're Darvin Ham, right? Who else got fired with a lot of money? Darvin
Frank Vogel, 2 years in a row.
Vogel, yeah. Lakers and the Suns.
Getting paid from two places.
A Bickerstaff is relaxing right now. I mean, maybe it pays off. I don't know. Maybe it does. Anyway, we learned today that LeBron James, well, we learned that J.J. Redick is the front runner. What else is new to be the Lakers' next head coach? And we also learned via LeBron James today on their shared podcast, which is the world's longest job interview. Like, LeBron sat down J.J. Redick for multiple episodes to figure out if he could do the job, or at least hang him out in public so people could see he's smart. And LeBron was, you know what? No. Hickey, didn't J.J. Redick, he was on ESPN when he talked about plumbers and firemen, right?
Yes, that was on First Take when he was arguing with Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
And he was saying Bob Cousy was playing against bums, basically.
Yes, yes.
Okay, me and you.
Guys like you and I. Apparently, okay. Bob Cousy was playing against, which I guess he insulted all of us then.
Yes, let's take a listen to the Lakers' next great head coach. This is a short one. Listen to this.
You also had 29 assists in an NBA game.
Oh, well, you know, he was being guarded by plumbers and firemen.
Yeah, there you have it. The Lakers' next coach. Let's listen to his star player, or the guy he's going to be carrying bags for. LeBron James, he's ready for the finals. Unfortunately, he's not going to be playing in it, and he's not going to have Kyrie next to him. Listen to LeBron.
Sitting here watching it, you know, I'm like, I'm playing like so fucking happy and so proud and to watch him and continue his growth or whatever the case may be. And at the same time, I'm so fucking mad at the same time that I am not his running mate anymore. So I'm like, I just remember those times. To have a guy like Kyrie Irving as the ultimate wild card, that's like having a draw four in your hand every time someone deals you cards in Uno.
Come on, man. Only he can get away with saying something like that. Only LeBron James could say, I wish I was playing with this guy. Nobody else is going to run around and say that publicly, and it has nothing to do with tampering because, all things considered, LeBron James is not management. He's not an executive, but he's trying to make a message clear. He's like, hey, I tried to get this guy over here with the Los Angeles Lakers. We couldn't do it. Who knows what happens next? I have no idea. Meanwhile, with the actual team that's going to be playing in the NBA Finals starting 2 days from now, the Boston Celtics, Kristaps Porzingis, he's expected to be back. Except for when Kristaps Porzingis spoke to the media today about how ready he is, and more importantly, whether or not his leg and his calf was pain-free, it seemed like Kristaps Porzingis needed time to think about whether or not the pain was still registering in his body. Listen to this.
Are you running pain-free at this point?
Yes.
Hickey, do we need to bring out the Joe Mazzulla pain scale for Kristaps Porzingis? Is that what he needs?
Imagine your girlfriend asked you, JR, are you cheating? And you took a 10-second delay before saying no.
Oh, my God.
Does anyone believe in you?
Oh, my God. Wow. That sounds like some type of prank that they would play. Like, a couple would do that prank on the internet, go up to their partner and say, hey, you know, are you cheating? And then just stand there and just think about it. Damn, Hickey, that's tough.
If you're on the receiving end of that, whatever comes out of that person's mouth after that pause, you know, is factually incorrect.
Yeah, it's safe to assume that Porzingis' leg is hanging on by a thread. I don't know if he's going to make it through the entire series. Nobody does. I don't know. I think they're going to limit his minutes. And why not? I mean, when has Porzingis ever played, like, really any time on a consistent stretch? I think his last year in Washington, he went on a decent stretch, and then picking things up in Boston this go-round. You know, Porzingis is, well, he only played in 57 games. I think that's pretty much the max for a guy who's 7'2". And he's athletic, but he's not like Wembanyama smooth. And so it seems like, you know, there's a lot of herky-jerky if he lands the wrong way. He got a lot of Embiid in him. And let's be real, these two, they aren't all that, well, they're different in size, most definitely, but in height, not all that much of a difference. Porzingis might be a little bit taller, but NBA Finals get going on Thursday. So, Hickey, we had Ramona Shelburne here, and she believes the Mavs are going to win. We had David Shepard here. He also believes the Dallas Mavericks are going to win. I like the Celtics just because of the depth. And I know Shep had mentioned, you know, the bench. I'm like, yeah, this is the NBA Finals. Like, who cares? Like, the best players, you only got five on the court at one time. You know, what do you think about the finals?
I think the Mavs are winning in six. In large part, I think these teams are very even all across the board. Offensively, defensively, star power, you name it, bench. I think they're very even. For me, the difference is focus. And what we've seen throughout this entirety of the Celtics run with this core, the head coach does that matter. They struggle with locking in and giving their best effort for a full 48 minutes for a full seven-game series. They give games away all the time. They just throw their jock straps on the court, you know, and think they're going to win, and then struggle with teams that are undermanned or just way less talented than them, and it's a three-point game in the fourth quarter. Like, what the hell? What are we watching here? And so it's like nothing I've seen, even though they went 12-2 in the playoffs so far. Like, you watch games against Indiana, no Haliburton. You watch games against, you know, Cleveland late with no Mitchell or Jared Allen, and still, like, you're sweating it out, having to come back, pulling it out late. You need a miracle in game one against Indiana just to win that opening game. They, to me, give too many games away, and I think Dallas is going to capitalize when they kind of let their guard down and win this in six.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this has been the Celtics' M.O., like, to get close, but close isn't close enough. Like, how many times are they going to get close and just not get the job done? Like, they have enough firepower to do it. Just please, for the love of it all, just get it done this go-round. And I'm trying to identify a rooting interest outside of saying, man, I just want to see a competitive series. Like, I think the Mavs are going to win. Oh, excuse me. I think the Celtics are going to win. In order for the Mavs to win, Kyrie and Luka would have to go off, and I'd love to see that too. So I'm kind of torn in my rooting interests. I believe the Celtics are going to win, but I want the Mavs to win. And the Celtics, they got to do this. The Celtics are like the NBA version of the 49ers. I mean, over the past several years, the 49ers get close. They just can't get over the hump. And speaking of the 49ers, they did a good thing today. The San Francisco 49ers decided to add and extend Christian McCaffrey. They tacked on two more years to his contract. They said, hey, you, Christian McCaffrey, here's two more years, $38 million. When he gets to the end of this current contract, he's going to make $19 million per year. That's the highest annual value, average value for a running back in the game. He's already making more money than any other running back. And this contract is going to lock him up through 2027 when he will be 31 years old. If you look at the McCaffrey genes from his dad to his brothers, why the hell wouldn't he last? And Christian McCaffrey, he spoke to the media today and he said, oh, man, I'm so happy to be here. I love it.
I really appreciate the players on the team. I think you know, anytime you sign an extension, obviously you're individually really happy, but then you also have to think about the other guys on the team who have helped you get there and who are a big part of your individual success. So I really, you know, I'm very thankful that I'm on a team with guys like that, with a great staff, just an overall great organization, takes care of the players. And so I've had nothing but an amazing experience in my time here, and I'm really fired up that I'm staying.
Oh, he's fired up that he's staying. The fans are happy that he's staying. I know Brock Purdy is happy that he's staying. Not that they were going to let Christian McCaffrey walk out of the building after they traded for him. But what about his coach? This man finally needs to get over the hump. I mean, sheesh, even before he got to the 49ers, he helped blow what was a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. Sorry, Falcons fans. It's Kyle Shanahan. Hey, Kyle. You're not worried about having Christian McCaffrey, a running back, until he's 31?
Christian is one of the more talented people I've ever been in my life. But if I didn't speak about that, I'd say he's almost the biggest overachiever I've been in my life. He's been around in my life in terms of how obsessive he is with every little thing. And just, you guys have heard us talk about him, but that's where he's extremely unique. And I mean, if you, as you get older with age, you lose a step or something, that's not what makes Christian great. That's how he is the same player down in and down out. And yeah, it's great to have all the talent that he does have. And he takes care of his body as good as anyone. So you don't picture him losing any of that because of a number. But if that stuff does happen, Christian's always going to be a good football player until he decides not to be. And we're not really concerned with that at all with his type of personality.
Hickey, if we, well, let's do one thing at a time. What do you think would happen if we ate like Christian McCaffrey? If we ate everything that he eats as frequently, exactly the same thing he eats for like 2 months, what do you think happens?
What's his diet?
I don't know. You see how big that dude is? I mean,
he's pretty big.
He's not like, not a tall fellow, but the dude's built like a truck.
2 months of his diet, how would we look? We definitely look pretty defined, I would say. Shredded? Shredded is probably the right word.
You got to exercise, too. Can you exercise with him? I can't do that.
Oh, I can't keep up. I can try. I can maybe make it 2 days before I tap out, but...
They'd have to scale it down for us.
Oh, big time. Christian, I hope so.
Christian McCaffrey diet. Oh, here we go. GQ has us covered in 2019. You ready for this?
Okay, let's hear it.
The real life diet of Christian McCaffrey, whose arms just went viral. How about that? Here we go. Okay, when does your day start? I wake up at 8 a.m. I try to get out of bed at 10 or 10:30.
Wow. What the hell did you do for 2 hours?
This is typically, jeez. You hear about these dudes starting to work out at the crack of dawn, but at least he's honest, right?
Remember when JJ would post videos him at the gym like 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, not that guy.
For a while, I tried to see how my recovery was with 8 hours of sleep. Oh, he's sleeping 8 hours. This is better than me. I like getting 9 or more hours of sleep. Look at that. My body can't. It won't do it. Okay, he has food intolerances. I don't. Okay. What I'm deficient in, what my body needs. I had to cut out a lot of things. No chicken, no tuna, no wheat, and no soy. Wow. What does he eat for breakfast? 2 hours before I start training on a Monday, I have just egg yolks. No egg whites. And then I'll have something like sweet potato hash with some oats and perhaps fruit. Okay. Hickey, can you do that?
No.
The 30 minutes before I play a workout, I take my supplements. You want some supplements?
Sure. Okay. Well, I don't know. Are you a pill guy? I'm not really a pill guy. I need chewables.
I have vitamins, Hickey. I'm a little bit older. I take vitamins.
I take vitamins.
Oh, okay.
But they're chewables.
Okay.
I'm not a big swallower.
He drinks lots of water, okay?
I can do that. Can you?
And
do
amino
that?
Acids.
All right.
And he can do Olympic lifts to plyometrics, single leg stuff. Nope, not for me. For lunch, Christian McCaffrey has bison chili with potatoes mixed in.
Hmm.
Maybe it has peppers and vegetables and some type of stew. After lunch, I head to a recovery center where I live. Okay, that's money there if you have it. Dinner, he takes a nap. He tries to eat at 7. He wants his food to digest. He'll have some steak with sweet potatoes or avocado. Lots of water. He's drinking at least a gallon and a half in a day. He's drinking a half a gallon before he does anything. Yeah, Hickey, I can't do this, man. I can't do this.
Speaking of diets, did you see how Tua slimmed down? You see what he cut out?
He looks like a different human being.
He does. He does.
Like
minus
I saw
the beard.
I saw Tua with a fan. I didn't.
You didn't know who it was.
I saw Tua standing next to it. It said Tua Tagovailoa in a fan, and I was like, I thought the fan was Tua first. I didn't even realize it was Tua.
But this how man's, he got that skinny? You ready?
What?
No sugar.
Really?
That's what he says.
Last year he gained weight to be durable. And so this is the new thing in the NFL. I know Lamar Jackson said he wanted to lose weight, right? He did lose weight.
He did.
Everybody just wants to be smaller. Okay, all right. Why don't they take, what is this new drug everybody talks about? Ozempic? Is that
Ozempic,
what it is?
Ozempic, yeah.
What are these things? Polytides and I don't get this stuff, man.
Above my pay grade now.
I don't know this stuff. just drink water and try not to eat junk food. I try.
And exercise.
That's it. That's
very simple.
I don't know. Ozempic, whatever it is, they making money, so.
A lot of it.
Whatever works. And hey, there's a new fad diet and pill every bunch of years. Remember Slim Fast? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Jenny Craig?
Yeah. And what was Dan Marino hawking before that?
Well, I don't know, bro.
That was like a meal plan.
I feel like Oprah was doing all of these.
Wow, you are right. You think about it. There's been like every like 5 years some sort of meal plan.
Yeah.
NutriFast. That was it. Was it
NutriFast? Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to be in shape, but hey, there's enough
without
people working
out or eating.
Well, we all can't have our bison chili and what
recovery
is this?
Recovery center?
A recovery center.
We all can't have that?
Yeah. How much you think he pays for a 30-minute session at the recovery center?
Good amount of money. I don't think he's LeBron putting $1 million in his body, but it's probably not far off.
Christian McCaffrey's like, here's $3,000 for my half-hour recovery. Yeah. He's taking people's a big-ass mortgage, a mansion mortgage for his 30-minute recovery. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? Hickey just mentioned Tua Tagovailoa. With all this money that's being thrown around in the NFL right now, the Dolphins are seemingly still trying to figure things out between Tyreek Hill and Tua. We'll talk about them on the other side because they actually all spoke today. You'll hear them on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I can make you laugh your ass off, but I'll tell you this. Ain't no joke when it comes to money, right? Don't play with nobody's money. We've had a lot of issues and problems when it comes down to cash. Ipe Mizuhara pled guilty today. 33 years in prison he's facing, including a potential deportation. He is not an American citizen. We talked with David Sampson, former Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins president, about Tusa Pietermaricano. This man has been permanently banned from Major League Baseball for being a poor bettor, poor gambler. This man won 4% of his bets. This man is was a fringe Major League Baseball player and basically gambled away his whole damn life. Stop playing with people's money. We also talked about new contracts. Christian McCaffrey got a new deal as a running back. Next season, he's going to be making $19 million per. And we've also talked about the deal with Justin Jefferson. He is now making $35 million per. For all the Cowboy fans out there, you know what this means. CeeDee Lamb is trying to hold out to see how much money he can get. CeeDee Lamb has not been at work. There is another wide receiver who wants to make some more money. He's sitting around at $30 million per year, and he wants his cash. He wants a renewed deal. His name is Tyreek Hill. He spoke to the media today, and he says, I'm going to let my agent, Drew Rosenhaus, figure it out.
About the contract situation, you know what? I'm going to let my agent do his job. That's his job, man. His job is to be great at that, and my job is obviously, you know, to come out here and continue to do whatever I can to help this team win. Whether that's a restructure, whether that's whatever the case may be, you feel me? But we want to make sure that it benefits both sides, and I want to be able to help the team as much as I can.
You know what? It's crazy because it's not just the wide receiver who wants an enhanced deal in Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill, let's be real, he's still one of the best wide receivers in the game. This past season, 13 touchdowns, 1,800 yards receiving. That's crazy. Tua Tagovailoa wants a deal too. Coming off of his rookie contract, entering into the last year of his deal, Tua Tagovailoa is not one of the best, but the Dolphins may have to pay him for that. Tua Tagovailoa said, I'm not worried about my contract.
I'm not blind to people that, you know, are in my position that are getting paid. Am I concerned about it? I'm not concerned about it, but there's a lot of discussion, you know, that we've had that, you know, we just are trying to move that thing into the right direction where we can both be happy.
Did you think there'd be more progress at this point?
Well, I think there's been a lot of progress at this point. From where we started, there's been a lot of progress. Now, you know, you can ask the other question, then why aren't we seeing, you know, an agreement? Well, that's the tough part about it. That's why it's business. That's why you got one side and the other trying to work to meet in the middle.
Okay. Look at Tua filling us in on what business is. Hickey, I still can't believe he lost so much weight. He's going to take one hit and disappear for the whole season. Is that what's going to happen with Tua?
Yeah, that the yo-yo, if you will, of bulking up, now skinnying down, shaving the beard as well. I mean, hopefully this all is going to help him stay healthy.
He does not look like a football player. He does not look like he can take a hit. He looks like he is, he looks like he's Bryce Young size, doesn't he? If not smaller.
He does look smaller. Like, he's never tall to begin with.
Right.
I didn't think about Bryce Young in that comp. That's a good one.
Bryce Young is currently listed at 5'10", 204 pounds, okay? Tua listed currently, and this is not like an update on Tua Tagovailoa. This might be too damn big for Tua. What is this? Oh, man, he looks like a different 6'1", 227. He is not 227 pounds. He is not 227 pounds. His own teammate, Tyreek Hill, had some jokes about his weight loss. Listen to this.
What I'm saying out of Tua, man, like, I ain't going to lie. When I see Tua at the Pro Bowl, I was kind of scared. Dude was he was fat. He was chubby. I was like, hold on now. Bruh. Hold on, bruh. Like, Ryan Clark said you were kind of thick. Now, he wasn't lying, but seeing him now and where he's come from and how skinny he has gotten, what's that stuff with everybody taking? Ozempic? He had to be taking that, bro.
Oh, my God. Everybody's talking about this Ozempic. It is, oh, man. Hickey, you don't try it, okay? Don't try it. Don't try none of this Ozempic. Don't do it.
No, sir. Just drink water and work out a little bit. That's all I need.
Oh, my God. Ozempic. Marco Belletti is here. Marco, did you heard of this Ozempic stuff?
I have. I don't think that I'll be going down that road, although I can definitely, you know, look to shed a few, but not down that road.
Do you know what it is?
Isn't it, wasn't it originally to help with, like, diabetic?
For some reason, people use.
Yeah, but just like anything else, with Viagra, it was supposed to be blood pressure. And then you find out it has a different reason, and then all of a sudden...
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be a blood pressure medication.
It's just marketed it different, huh?
Well, they figured out, you know, it's doing a little bit more than just regulating your blood pressure, and they were like, we can make a fortune off this. So you never know.
Wow, okay. Okay. I wonder what other drugs you can take for unknown purposes. I wonder.
There's a lot of drugs you could take for unknown purposes. The problem is they're unknown purposes, and you don't really know until you take it.
So you're advising me on the air to just test them all out.
That could be a way to go.
Okay.
If you like.
Okay. Thank you for the advice, Marco.
Sure.
If I'm not here tomorrow, I know who to blame.
Go ahead. You can blame me all you want.
Do you know a guy, or do I just walk into CVS?
No, man. I don't know anybody. We don't do that stuff over here.
CVS?
Sure.
Okay. All right. 855-212-4227. Speaking of a guy, there's one from Baltimore here. His name is Mike. Mike, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Hey, JR, my perfectly diction friend. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, what do you think about Soto? I mean, he's a hell of a player, but his antics.
Antics.
If I was a pitcher, I'd clunk him. He'd pick something. Pick with one of our Orioles pitchers during the Yankees series. I forgot which pitcher, but he's just an irritant, man. Hell of a ball player, but an irritant.
I don't see the guy doing nothing but playing baseball. I haven't picked up on nothing.
You never seen him do anything like rocking back and forth at the plate and just. And I forgot what he did during the. I mean, I forgot which pitcher it was during the Orioles series where he just started picking with him for no reason and his antics, man. Like I said, he's
antics.
A hell of a ball
player. I've never heard anything about antics and rocking back and forth at the plate. If I had his eyesight at the plate, I'd be rocking back and forth, too.
I don't mean doing his batting stance. JR. I'm talking about just rocking back and forth. He does this little antic where he rocks back and forth. I'm not talking about in his batting stance either. God. He's just an irritant. You got to check him out sometimes, man.
Mike, just
yes, JR.
Let's see if the Orioles just jump on front of the Yankees in the standings and just call it a day. All right. I would be more worried about what Soto can do at the plate than any of his antics that you prescribe, okay?
Yeah.
Or describe.
And he's proven to be just a mercenary. I mean, he went to in D.C. And then San Diego or whatever.
Right. Why don't you worry about the Orioles instead?
I do, but it's just certain players just rub me the wrong way. He's one of
you
the
just,
ones that
you just sitting around
way.
On a Tuesday worried about him?
No.
That's what it sounds like to me. You just like
just watching something the other day, and I was looking at some of his antics, and he just, like I said, if I was a pitcher, I'd plunk him every time.
Okay. Hey, if you want to be sick of somebody's antics, what's the WNBA lady's name? Kennedy Carter. Be sick of her, okay?
What'd she do?
What do you mean? What did she do? Where you been? You been under a rock for 5 days, Mike? Look up Kennedy Carter. Look that up, and then you'll be down a wormhole for like 5 days. All right.
Oh, is that the one that leveled up?
Yes.
Caitlin?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Yeah, look her up.
All right, JR.
All right, Mike. Take it easy, man.
Okay, brother.
All right. Peace out. Bye bye. Andy's calling from Green Bay. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going great. How are you going?
Oh, I'm doing great. My son just got done opening his first game in baseball.
Beautiful. Congrats. Did he win or lose?
Well, he was umping, so.
He's an umpire. Oh, he wants to get chewed out and cursed out for the next million years of his life. Great. He's tough.
I know. Out here in Green Bay, just north of Green Bay. I live in Suamico. It's pretty easy going.
Good.
The umpires are kids. They know
Beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
They can't be yelling at them.
Beautiful. What else is going on?
What I'm calling for is earlier you were talking about Viagra and how to use some blood pressure. Well, the main ingredient in Cialis is called Tadalafil. And I'm on 40 milligrams of that. And usually for, like, ED, they give dudes, like, 5 milligrams. I'm on 40. And that's to open up the blood vessels in my lungs because I have a heart disease called pulmonary hypertension that, like, 80-year-old men die of.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad that you're alive. You said this is Cialis?
It's the main ingredient called Tadalafil, but, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it makes the thing work, you know?
Hey, I don't know what thing you're talking about, but I'll think about it. Hey, thank you, Andy.
Oh, you know what thing. Come on,
I don't know what you're talking about. Well, thank you, Andy. Congratulations to your boy, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, you as well, man. Oh, my God. And Marco, look what rabbit hole you took us down, Marco. It's your fault.
Don't blame me, man. Don't blame the messenger.
So what do I have to do to increase my endurance when I go to the gym? I mix Viagra and Cialis.
I don't know if you're supposed to mix them together. I feel like you're supposed to just take one or the other, I think.
Well, Hickey just said he just drinks a lot of water. If I drink a lot of water and I have Cialis and a Viagra, when I get to the gym, I'm never going to be tired. I can run up. What's that mountain that people disappear at the top of? What's that?
Everest?
Yeah. The one that they freeze up there, that's
mm-hmm,
there?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can go. I can climb that mountain.
And this would also help you because I've talked to, this is not a secret, many a football player.
Yeah.
A lot of them will take the Viagra in the really cold. It helps the blood circulation.
Oh, yeah. So that way they don't have to chop off your toes and fingers in Kansas City.
That's the idea.
Look at all the uses of these amazing drugs.
How about that?
Listen, people, talk to your doctor first. Don't listen to us. Don't do it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What a show this was. What a fun show this was. We had David Sampson on to talk about Major League Baseball, all these gambling clowns that are messing up their lives. Get it together. It's a disease. My apologies for calling them clowns, but Ipe Mizuhara, he's not just a clown. He's a thief. The other guy, what's his name? Tucapita? What a bad gambler. He gambled his life away. He's 24 years old. Damn. Talked about all these NFL contracts, and everybody wants a contract. Who doesn't want more money? They need to give me some money, damn it. CeeDee Lamb wants money. Tyreek Hill wants money. Christian McCaffrey, the whole family got money now. He got more money. Hickey, I bet you Christian McCaffrey was eating bison chili and soup when he was an infant. They probably gave it to him as a kid. Got them genetics.
I think you're right. Maybe that's the key.
Yeah, we looked up, if you're just tuning in, I didn't make that up. We looked up his diet. What does Christian McCaffrey eat? He's like, oh, I'm just having bison chili for lunch. You think that man gets all that muscles and the protein and all that other stuff from? You got to get it from something. No regular cow is doing that. Nope. We talked about Kyrie. We talked about LeBron and J.J. Redick. Looks like he's in line, targeted to be the Lakers' next head coach. And Kristaps Porzingis looks like he's going to play. How long he can start or last, we have no idea. Ramona Shelburne joined us, ESPN NBA writer. David Shepherd joined us. David Shepherd is a fill-in host and a weekend host here on the Infinity Sports Network. And Hickey's a host, too. Hickey, tell everybody when your show is, man. Tell them.
Every single Sunday right here on the Infinity Sports Network starts at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, Hickey got you all hooked up on the weekends, too. Talked about a lot. Hickey, did I miss anything?
Well, you missed what we kind of just talked about before. What? About, you know, I guess what? Blood enhancers.
Is that what it's called, blood enhancers?
One way to dress it up. And it's been an interesting show today.
This is Marco's fault. We're talking about Ozempic, and the next thing you know, he's talking about Viagra.
That's true. He did take us down that path.
Yeah. He says,
encourage you to try it out.
Yeah, and then another guy calls and says Cialis. And I'm like, well, what happens if you mix the two? I don't know. I don't want to find out. I'm not going to.
It does make you wonder, though.
Listen, you do it, and then don't tell me what happens, okay? I'm not I'm not interested. I'll just drink water. Anyway, I know what I need to do now. I need to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, listen, folks. Today is June 4th. Unless you're listening on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, where at this point it's already the 5th, but we ain't thinking about you. Today is June 4th, and if we go back to the year 1974, Seattle was granted an NFL team. Seattle was given and granted the Seattle Seahawks. They can thank their first owner, John Nordstrom. This is what he had to say back in this day, 1974.
When it came time to award the team, the league decided that they wanted Seattle. We really, at that point, had to risk huge amount of dollars as far as we were concerned. And I just said, that this makes no sense. We kind of like sports, but at that point, we were really more interested in doing something for Seattle. We wanted to have something that was a real asset to Seattle.
Well, damn it, bring the Supersonics back next. Anyway, that was in 1974 when they were granted a team. They didn't start until 76, and we know they didn't win a title until 2013, and they should have another title, but we can blame Pete Carroll for that. On June 4th in 2008, the Detroit Red Wings, they won another Stanley Cup. They beat the Penguins 3-2. This is their fourth cup in 11 seasons. This is the final call, courtesy of NBC. Yeah, that was Doc Emrick. Yeah, that was their fourth cup victory in 11 years. That was also their last one. I think people in Detroit, they know that. That was 2008, June 4th. Also this day, June 4th, a year later in 2009, you might have heard of this man. Speaking of Viagra and Cialis, this man's nickname was the Big Unit. Okay, he won his 300th game. He's the 24th and the last guy to do it. He finished up his career with San Francisco. Yeah, you probably don't remember that. The Big Unit. He went out there and beat the Nats. The final score, 5-1. Six innings, two strikeouts, The last man to win 300 games was Randy Johnson in 2009. This is crazy. Listen to this, courtesy of MLB.
Randy Johnson, 299 and 164. Bonds out of Arizona State. And Randy Johnson, after going 3-0 on Adam Dunn, battles back to strike him out. Burns his fan 30 times this year, and Randy Johnson rings him up. Randy Johnson pitches six great innings and wins number 300.
I can't believe he's the last dude to do it. He might be the last guy. Nobody cares about wins anymore. Justin Verlander is, quote-unquote, the next closest guy in line. Verlander has 257 wins. Justin Verlander is 41 years old. He has three victories on the season. Three. You want to know how many games he's pitched this year, Justin Verlander? He's made nine starts. I don't know how much longer he's going to last, but or how much longer he's going to last. Hickey, you think Justin Verlander is getting a 300 wins?
No. No.
I don't think so either. We might be hard-pressed in a little while to have a guy get to 200. Max Scherzer has 214. Clayton Kershaw has 210. He is not getting that. And Zach Greinke, is he even pitching anymore? He has 225. Did he retired, right? Didn't Greinke retire?
I thought he was on the Royals. I can't say that confidently, though.
Yeah, last year. He hasn't pitched this year. I think he might be done.
So there you go. He's not going to get it then.
Wow. Justin Verlander, 250. I can't believe Randy Johnson was the last dude to get 300 victories. This is crazy. Listen, folks, we've had a hell of a show. Oh, yeah. Zach Greinke, unsure if he'll continue his playing career. He ain't getting it, folks. It ain't happening. Hey, thank you to Ramona Shelburne. Thank you to David Sampson. Thank you to David Shepard. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Of course, we're going to be sharing with you a new top six list. The show gets started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. I'm going to try to stay away from the Ozempic and the Ix and that and the Yellises and the Viagras. I'm not doing no drugs, only water, okay? The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank y'all. Be safe, be cool, be smooth, and be well.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.